Good morning, Symphony. We'll be reading from Ephesians chapter 6 today, and just that first section from verses 1 through 4. And I shall read that for us. Ephesians 6, 1 through 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Amen. All right, so today's passage is a bit interesting because it deals with something very plain and simple, obeying our parents. As part of the commandments that Paul shares to the Ephesians that he's writing to, he exhorts the children of the church to be obedient and honoring to their fathers and mothers. Now, I think the temptation here is to try to extrapolate like some deep hidden meaning and to find a connection between our earthly parents and our heavenly father. But in light of Pastor Barry's sermon on Sunday, and in trying to be faithful to the text, I want to talk about our parents this morning. Very simple. First things first, why does Paul tell the Ephesian boys and girls to obey their parents? Well, he gives them two reasons. First, he tells them, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right, because it's the right thing to do. Second, he tells them that if they obey, it will go well with them, and they will live long in the land. Obey because it's right, and obey because it will help you live well and long. Now, this is interesting because nowhere does Paul suggest that children should obey their parents because they are good parents. Yes, in verse 4, Paul does command the parents to be Christ-like in their parenting. He specifically addresses the fathers of the congregation in this case. But he doesn't say, children, obey your parents if they bring you up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. He doesn't say, children, honor your father and mother if they have satisfied their responsibilities as your father and mother, and if they've done a good job of loving you and caring for you and not traumatizing you. No, he says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother because it is the right thing to do. It is what the Lord wants you to do. You see, even in something as unassuming as the attitudes that children have toward their parents, Paul wanted to instill in the Ephesians an understanding of grace. Like I said, I don't think this is some elaborate theological metaphor. Very simply, I think Paul understands that the grace of Jesus Christ is so transformative that it redefines every aspect of our life. It causes us to show grace to everyone around us. The reality is that parents back then in the times of Paul and the Ephesians were probably just as broken as the parents you and I know. They made mistakes. They lashed out in frustration. They did things that hurt or scarred their children. They weren't perfect parents. Some of them probably weren't even good parents. But Paul says, obey, because it is right for children to obey their parents. I want to share a story about me and my dad. And I know some of you are like, Dan always talks about his dad. But hey, I love my dad. My mom was diagnosed with terminal leukemia before I was born. And so my dad spent the first 4 years of my life taking care of this newborn child, me, and taking care of his sick and dying wife at the same time. And after my mom passed, my dad raised me on his own while trying to figure out how to make a life for us in America. And yet, growing up, I never felt like I lacked in anything. My dad did everything he could to give me everything I ever needed. My dad was a great dad, but he wasn't a perfect dad. A few years ago, in the summer of 2018, my dad and I took a trip to Hawaii to have a reunion with his side of the family, who lived in Korea and who we hadn't seen in close to 2 decades. My dad was really excited to see his mom and his sister and her husband and children, and I was really excited to see Hawaii. That was kind of the theme of the trip, where my dad wanted to prioritize spending time with the family, and I wanted to prioritize exploring and making the most of our time there. And after some growing disagreements, we ended up getting into an argument about 5 days into the trip. My dad was frustrated because I wasn't making an effort to enjoy our family reunion, and I was frustrated, well, for a lot of reasons. I was frustrated because these relatives were basically strangers to me, and given the language barrier and the cultural differences, it was difficult to get to know them. I was frustrated because the whole trip, we were canceling plans and making last-minute adjustments because my cousins were constantly complaining. And I was frustrated because my relatives kept insisting that we eat instant noodles and kimchi in our hotel room rather than go eat local Hawaiian food. I know it sounds silly, but after 5 days of having to compromise and defer to my relatives and hold my tongue, I just wanted to spend a little bit of time enjoying the trip. But my dad, in his frustration, he asked me why I was being such a brat and being so self-centered. He wasn't typically one to lose his temper, and I think it went to show how angry he was. Eventually, we realized that we were both being a little inconsiderate, and we decided to cool off apart from each other. And although, to be honest, I still felt like I was in the right, I remember feeling a tug in my heart and the Lord telling me, "Dan, honor your father in this moment." Even though I was still angry at my dad and I felt like he didn't earn my obedience completely at that moment, I felt God calling me to obey him, to submit to him, because it was the right thing to do. I wouldn't go so far as to say that that story was me showing grace to my dad or anything like that, but I do think it was one small step in the process of learning to love and obey him, not because he was a great dad, which he was, but rather simply because I was his son. The grace that Jesus Christ shows us should change how we see every part of our lives. To know that God loves us not because we're perfect or because we've earned it, but because we are his beloved creation. And how likewise we can honor our father and mother not because they're perfect and without fault, but because it is right to do so. Here's an application for us. Let's take some time to bless our parents today. Let's take some time to call them or message them or send them a selfie of you and show them that you're doing okay and that you're thankful for them. And maybe your relationship with your parents is a little strained and it's a little too tough to talk to them. Even then, could you spend a moment just to pray for them? To pray that God would work in their hearts, and that he would keep them healthy and bring them to know his heart more and more. Let's honor our parents as the Lord calls us to today, because it is right to do so, because we are their children, and because they are our parents. Let's honor them with our hearts and with our prayers. Let's pray. Lord, we just want to spend this morning lifting up our parents, our fathers, and our mothers. We thank you for them and how they have grown us, Lord. We know they're not perfect people. We know that there have been many times over the years where they have acted in ways that were unchristlike. But Lord, we honor them still because they are our parents. We honor them because of who they are. Lord, we pray for them. We pray for their health. We pray for them to continue to grow as people. For any that don't know you yet, I pray for their salvation. I pray that they can know you, they could come to know the Heavenly Father. Lord, continue to use us to bless our parents, to be lights in their life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.